Happy Friday, everyone. Just before our four-day weekend, 4th of July weekend. Hope you're doing well. This is Izzy from The Loop.
And this is Kara from The Loop.
Kara! I get excited. I get excited when I hang out with you.
Yeah, me too. It's fun. We all have a good time together, that's for sure. You know, it's... I don't really believe in, like, necessarily, like a bunch of, like, woo-woo, like, stuff. But, like, I don't know. There is vibes and there is, like, an energy to people, I think. Like, I feel it when I'm around people and...
Oh, totally.
So, good vibes in this room.
What do they call it? The aura or something?
Yeah.
For people?
Yeah.
You know, okay, there's a book by Stephen King. Well, there's 1,000 books by Stephen King, but my favorite one is called Insomnia. Have you ever read that?
I've heard of it.
Okay, it has that same idea where people have, like, balloons over them, essentially, and their colors kind of give you insight into who they are, but it also gives you insight into, like, what's happening. So if it's darker, that person's kind of nearing the end of their life, then when it turns to black, I think, that's when that person's about ready to die.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There's a lot more to it, but all that to say, I remember reading it, and he's so specific about, you know, this one's got, like, this prism effect where it's all these different colors, and it's just a bubbly person. I see you as that person.
With the, like, bubbly one?
I see you as the prism. The prism aura.
Oh. Yeah.
You got all the colors. And it's like when you look at one of those kaleidoscope things and you see all these colors in there, mm-hmm. That's Kara. For those of you who don't know, that's Kara.
Cool. I like that. Yeah, I'll have to read that, I think.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
I think mine would just be like compartmentalized. My favorite color is blue. I like green. I like black. So mine would be like there's blue, then there's green, then there's black, and they're in symmetrical order.
Symmetrical? What do you think? You're like a symmetrical person?
I don't know. I just I to a fault
I feel
sometimes.
Like I'm too goofy.
I like order. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, I was thinking. I was just talking to my friend about like professionalism and like how first of all professionalism. We made everything up, right?
We did.
Like, we just made up everything.
Yeah.
And so now we like expect everyone to like be a professional, but like what does that mean to you? I feel like professionalism used to mean just one thing, but now I think it's a little more like we can have a little more wiggle room with some things.
I like this question.
And I always just feel way too goofy to be like considered a professional person. Like, but if I put on a blazer, then I'm like, okay,
yeah.
Professional.
Put on a blazer, you're professional.
I feel like
I've never been professional in that sense. I mean, I know you have. We've both been professional in terms of doing our job adequately, and even sometimes going above and beyond. But that concept, you're so right. Who made up 9-to-5? Who made up professional? When I was young, you know what professional was? Don't dye your hair, don't have any tattoos, and don't have any piercings.
Yeah.
You could not get hired had any of those.
Yeah.
And that's not the case now.
Yeah, and just to like, I think it ties into like when people use the word, this is a bad word to me, lazy.
That's a bad word?
That's a bad word.
Huh.
To me, lazy, it's just so messed up to like call someone lazy or like to me lazy is a symptom of something. It's not like oh that's just a lazy person and they're just like labeled this way or like it ties in with professionalism just because I'm thinking about like my grandma and like expectations like they would have for us and like if you sleep in you know you're lazy you know and you like the colored hair and stuff, like shoot.
But what about if you use it for yourself? Like, cause like I know, like I often say, I'm just having a lazy day for this weekend. Is that?
I think that's okay. But I think it
making it a name,
a negative, yeah, like okay. Saying it in like a really negative
okay,
way,
that makes sense.
And like labeling someone as that, or like even being like, oh, I'm so lazy. Like I don't know why I can't do this. Like that's
like
just,
kind of downing yourself a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, like down, and
that makes sense.
Yeah, not and just realizing like I'm not being lazy. It's like, I'm just exhausted. I'm just burnt out. I'm just over this for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Doesn't make you lazy.
Yeah. Yeah, you can just be over it for that moment. I like that you said that. Yeah, professionalism, man. What does that mean? And if we have callers, you guys could actually start calling us. Right? We I don't know exactly how it works, but we're going to have a phone number pretty soon attached to the radio station, so people will legit be able to call in and be online with us. So that's coming. Yeah. That might even be here like next week or in the next 2 weeks, but you know, I don't know. I could probably go off on that topic. I'm glad that you brought up what is professionalism, because now I'm going to think about it.
Yeah, it's just... Yeah, and it really does have roots in just, like, classism and racism, also, you know. So, yeah, I have big tiffs with professionalism. I think that we should just be respectful and responsible, and as long as you're that, like, you should be fine, right?
Yeah, you know, this is something that I thought about back in the day. You know, I studied the Bible and I was a pastor for a while. There's this passage in Genesis and it's the Tower of Babel. And the idea is you have all these people and they're just kind of all on the same level. Mm-hmm. And then this one select group says, let's build a tower and let's make it go so high that it touches heaven. And, you know... I thought about that, and I thought about why was God so, like, mad about that? Because, like, literally, they couldn't build a tower that went up to heaven. They couldn't build a tower that went out of our atmosphere. Mm-hmm. So that can't be a literal thing. And so I studied that more and more, and I realized that it had nothing to do with God's fear that they would actually be able to get to heaven or they'd actually be all powerful. The fear was that once there was a tower, there was going to be a... socioeconomic differentiation, and there were going to be some people that gained more power, and those people would become even more powerful as they hurt those who didn't have the power.
Yeah.
And so there was this system that was going to be the wealthy and the strong, and then there was going to be kind of like the medium, and then there was going to be the lesser than, and there was going to be the even lesser than, and then there were going to be the people who weren't even a part of the system, and they came into the system, and they were even lesser than. And he's like, I don't want that to be the case. And so that is that, according to the Bible, where everybody got split up and diverse, and that's where the languages changed. They're all one people, one language at the time, and then they all got dispersed. Whether you believe in that story or not, the concept today is, look at what happened. There are the rich and the mighty and the powerful. Mm-hmm. And it goes all the way down to the people that have nothing and get trampled on. And the people who are getting trampled on are getting trampled on so that the people who already have the power can become even more powerful. Mm-hmm. And who gets to decide what's professional? Is it the powerful? Because aren't they the ones that get to decide everything?
Yeah, I think, right?
Right?
That's what I think.
And so I'm pissed right now because some powerful dude, probably a dude, right?
Probably.
Said you gotta work from 9 to 4 or 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Why can't I work from 10
Monday,
to 3?
Monday through Friday, and if you don't, you're lazy.
And if you don't, you're lazy. You just got... Usually, Kara and I are in disagreement, and we talk through our issues together. I don't think I disagree with one thing you said today.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm revolting.
Yeah, I mean... I just sometimes I'm like, and I love my job, fortunately.
Oh, yeah.
But I've had jobs where I absolutely, like, I would wake up in the morning dreading my day. Like, just instantly wake up and be like, I was gonna cuss, but, you know, just, damn. All right, I'm up. Here we go. Like, and then you go, and then, you know, you get treated like crap or whatever.
Yeah.
And you, like,
but you have to.
And then you get home and knowing that you gotta do it again tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then you gotta make dinner and, like, clean up after yourself and, like, get to bed and do it all again.
And the worst part of that system is you have to, because if you don't, you will not be able to pay the bills.
Right.
That's the worst. It's like, you don't have a choice.
You don't.
Because it's really not a choice to say, I choose not to work, but I can still have electrical, you know, gas and whatnot in my house. I could still buy groceries. No. There's no choice there. I need to survive. Therefore, I need income. Therefore, I need to go to work. Some people are blessed to have a job they love going to, get paid for it, and be able to do stuff. Most people are cursed and have to go do something that they don't like, get paid crappy wages to barely be able to do the things that they need. And the system sucks. I think we need to change it. On that note, are you doing anything fun for 4th of July weekend?
I'm going to my rooftop.
I've got to check out
the rooftop sometime.
Yeah, I can't. I'm going to use this. If it's a bad word, let me know. But I don't want to be flaky on that and just say, I got to check it out. I actually want to check that out.
No, flaky is not a bad word, but being flaky is not cool. Although, I'm guilty of it myself from time to time. And it's not, I think that's just another, like, you know, we have so much, like, going on and stuff, and sometimes just, like, your communication is just not all there, and it's, like, not intentional, but it's, like, you know, life is just, like...
It's like you want to do
it. You're constantly playing catch-up with stuff. It's, like...
To me, it's like, you really want to do it, so when they say, do you want to do this, like, yeah, I want to do it. I didn't know I signed up and I committed to doing it.
Of course I would want to do that. If I'm available and if I am not too tired at the time.
I feel like that should be the that should be the understanding. If you say, hey, would you want to do this? And I say yes, I'm literally saying I would want to do that. If you say, hey, will you sign up for this time frame and be here as though like you're clocking in?
It's a lot of commitment.
But I will be at the rooftop. And what do you do up there? What happens?
We just look around, you hang out, you relax, you... Sometimes we grill, sometimes we... Ooh. There's a cool RV up there.
Sorry, there's an RV on a rooftop?
Yeah, they craned it up.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, the listeners can't see this, but...
I've never heard of an RV on a rooftop
I'm gonna
before.
Show it to you.
Maybe in a zombie apocalypse movie, and you wonder, like, how the heck did that RV get up there? Apparently it's by a crane, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Man, well, as she gets this ready, I know that we're going to barbecue. We're going to a couple barbecues this weekend, and so I'm excited to eat and drink. I'll tell you that much, right? I'm checking out the picture. Whoa, there is an RV on a rooftop. The Vault Warehouse. Of course, there's a rainbow on there, right? There's got to be.
Yeah,
because it's...
They just recently put that mural up there. One of the tenants that lives there made that mural.
You know... It's funny because we're ending June. June is my birthday month. I don't know when June became Pride Month. When was that? That was like...
It's a while ago.
Was it like decades ago or maybe a decade ago? I have no idea. But you know what's funny is I've always liked the rainbow because I've always liked the colors whenever... Who doesn't like a rainbow?
Who doesn't like rainbow?
When you're looking in the sky, you see a rainbow. When my mom used to like water the lawn and she would, the hose would be up and then the sun with the water would make a rainbow. I'd say, Mom, make a rainbow when I was a kid. When you're driving or you're walking and you see one, you stop. I mean, they're just beautiful things. Every color in the rainbow is awesome. And so the reason I said, of course there's a rainbow because again, I look at Kara and you're a prism.
Yeah.
You are the rainbow, if I had to say
it's funny when people are like, oh, is, like, whatever color I'm wearing that day, is purple your favorite color? I'm like, you know, how could you just choose one?
Yeah.
How could you choose one color as your favorite? I feel like and to me, it's like, if I just wear as many colors as possible, like, you're always matching, and...
That's a good point.
You just... Or, you know, and I get I'm sure Paige gets this a lot now too, but like anywhere you go, like it makes other people happy, like and people like comment on it, and I love receiving compliments, but totally. I also really love giving compliments, and it gives you the opportunity to also, like, they're like, I like your hair. I'm like, I like your hair. Like, you know, like,
oh yeah,
you kind of, like, exchange, have that cool exchange with, like, total strangers a lot, which is something I didn't notice before I started, like, dressing this way or had like, hair this color.
When did you start dressing this way?
Probably.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, she's wearing a tie-dye shirt that she made. Mm-hmm. With our company logo on it. Not sure if that's okay, but she did it. But when did you start doing the tie-dye and the dyed hair and the thing?
So I dyed my hair, like, when I moved to Long Beach 5 years ago.
5 years ago, okay.
And,
So that was your first time ever dyeing your hair?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Mm-hmm. And, I don't know, you know, I went through, like, a lot of life, like, very, like, growing up, you know, things have changed a lot in the past, like, 10 years. And I, growing up, like, there's lots of body shaming, like, constant. And there was no safe spaces. There was no, you know, let's just be okay with ourselves. It was more like, if you don't look like this, like, you're not worthy of, you know, any, like, love or like of whatever. So like for a long time I was like, I have to wear black to like look thinner and like all this kind of like you know, just you want to wear things that are flattering, and that's in quotes, that's in air quotes flattering, because that's also made up, right,
by some powerful dude who said what was flattering.
So like for me, like, I don't know, eventually I kind of, it was actually social media, which can be a blessing and a curse. But, like, on social media, I, like, followed people, like, everyone knows Lizzo. Like, I was like, oh my god, like, that's so cool that she can just wear whatever. And, of course, she looks awesome, and she is awesome. And, like, just seeing stuff like that, I was like, I guess, you know, I could, like, wear things that make me, like, stick out a little. Like, that's okay. And so I started doing it, and it was, like, uncomfortable at first. But then after a while, I was like, this is just, like, it feels way better to just be who I am than, like...
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I love who you are, and I'm glad that you made that choice, because Kara is the best. I'm dead serious. Like, the best.
Izzy's the best. Paige is the best.
I'm going to ask you this, and then we'll go to our first commercial break. What is going to be your first beverage after we get off work and we start the holiday weekend? Wine, beer, or whiskey?
Oh, probably a beer.
What beer?
I like an IPA, like, to be honest with you, I go to the store. Sometimes I'll go to Trademark because it's on the way
home. Yeah.
It's, like, directly, like, on the way home, and I pull over, pop in there. I like the Codebreaker.
I've never IPA. Had it, but I'm sure Paige has.
And then there's, but sometimes I just go based off of, like, so I, IPA, of course, like, that's just, like, what I prefer, like, that type of, like, whatever fleet hoppiness or whatever, and then the best label. You know, the cutest.
I've best seen label. The best label.
What was on it?
The best. No. The best label I've ever seen for a beer was a Star Wars can. And it had, I'm dead serious, I have it. Oh, it was when we went to the beer fest.
Oh, was it there?
They had the blue milk in a beer can, and they made a beer that looked like the blue milk.
Yeah.
And they had Luke Skywalker and Obi-Wan. I was like, that's the best one.
Like, different. But, I liked it, though.
But that's how I choose the wine I want, is the best label.
Yeah, price range, like, I like to do it at, like, Costco, because, you know, they vet their stuff.
Totally.
You know, it goes through the ringer to be able to get sold there. Yeah. And then it's, like, my price range, like, I like to go from, like, maybe, like, 10 to 20 bucks. That's, like, a splurging, you know, and, like, that wine, is splurge, yeah. You know? And so, a $20 bottle of wine at Costco...
Oh my gosh.
It's like, and then if it's a cool label, it's just, it's
on,
like,
top of it. They have one called Cherry Pie there that's like $25. It's pretty good. It's got a cool label.
It's a birthday bottle.
Let's see. I will probably go home and I will probably make myself either an old fashioned or just a good old whiskey Coke or rum and Coke. So whiskey will be my first drink. And on that note, we're going to play Wine, Beer, and Whiskey by Little Big Tex. My friend named Jack, he's got my back. He always seems to know right where I'm at. My friend Jose, he likes to play. He's always up for anything I say. A little bit of red. A lot of better crown. Oh, yeah.
matter what it is, I'm gonna drink it down, down, down. The wine, the beer, the whiskey. I'm only things that fix me. I'm not saying it's a problem, I can stop it if I wanna. But the wine, the beer, the whiskey, they always get me.
What's going on, everyone? This is Karen Izzy on The Loop, and we hope you are enjoying this beautiful Friday before an incredible four-day weekend. It's one of my favorites, actually, 4th of July. I love it. I love Independence Day. I love the fireworks. I love the barbecues. And it kind of seems like, I think Christmas does this the most, but on the top, it kind of seems like this is a holiday where people kind of all get together to, like, be cool with each other. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
Christmas does that the best, but
Christmas, I don't know, does something do about that pretty good.
Independence Day, where it's like, hey, man, like, we got fireworks. And
yeah,
we got food.
It's just like, it's like it's the kickoff to summer. Like, you're grilling, you're outside, you're at the beach or something, or, you know, fireworks are fine.
Yeah,
people love fireworks.
Long Beach, dogs do not like him. Yeah, poor little Phoebe.
You'll be okay.
Long Beach has a no firework policy, but Lakewood does not.
Is it effective?
No, it's never effective. No.
Where are the people getting these things?
And I will tell you this, though, as I get older, it is so annoying when people just do random fireworks on a random night at a random time.
I know.
And so annoying.
It's like, sometimes I'll like see them kind of, I'm like, it didn't even look cool. Yeah. Like, it's literally just for the popping noise. Yeah. And like, that was funny.
And then like our dog's barking and we got scared because we're like, what the heck just happened? I'm not saying that there needs to be order in fireworks. Like, okay, you only could watch at this particular time. Go. But I think there should be an understanding that, like, don't just be a jerk about it. Because there are veterans who suffer from PTSD. There are dogs who hate it in general. There are people trying to sleep at 4 in the morning. You know, right. Like, kind of pick and choose when you're going to you do something like that.
Yeah, like, what? Like, I guess I also just don't get what's so fun about it. Like, that you just
about just doing it randomly.
This might be the controversial topic, since I know some people clearly people love it.
I love, like, looking at fireworks totally all day. Like I love, and we're sitting down, you have your drink in your hand, your family's there with you. I do love looking at The fireworks looking at there's cool ones that like come out as a heart or as a smiley face or whatnot. I love it in that sense when I'm being entertained, like I go to a concert or something. I'm sitting down and I know that I'm gonna watch this show, and then when it's done, it's done.
Yeah,
that's when I like it. I don't really like random like, oh,
heck. No. Although on the rooftop, I'm not gonna lie, it is kind of fun to watch because it's like every like because we kind of have like a 360 view of like Long Beach and like Signal Hill and everything, so we can see pretty far, and it's just all night in every direction. Like you see stuff, and so that part's pretty cool. And yeah, that's a good way to enjoy it.
I mean. I'm with you on that one, but our listeners might not be. That we might be actually. This might be the loop where you and I are on one side, and our listeners are on the other, and they might just be like, "Get over yourself. We're going to launch fireworks whenever we want." I don't know.
Yeah.
It kind of seems like people get annoyed by it.
I mean, whatever.
Whatever.
It's just like one, like, you know, people kind of do it like a week or so ahead of time, and kind of here and there, and then. It'll die down eventually, and then we'll forget about it.
Yeah.
Until New Year's.
Okay, here's a question. Which holidays and or days should fireworks be done? I think New Year's and 4th of July speak for themselves. Anything else?
I think that's plenty.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's almost opposite end of the year,
not,
too.
Like, you don't want to overdo it, because then they're not, like, as exciting.
Yeah, right? It is opposite. Actually, it's 6 months apart.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. So, July and January, guys.
That's it.
Okay? Your 19th birthday, you don't need fireworks.
No. All right?
You pass your driver's license test, you don't need fireworks.
You don't need a gender reveal and then destroy a whole forest.
Yeah. Idiots.
Sore subject. Still. Why would you do that?
I don't know, man. Is that what started Canada's fire?
I don't know. Something happened. In fact, so I'm going to like physical therapy right now, and like my physical therapist, like we were talking about fireworks, and she mentioned she was from somewhere where it's like definitely like very much not allowed, which I think was like Arizona or something or somewhere.
There's nothing to burn down in Arizona.
I know, but that I might be wrong.
That's funny. No, if they had it, that's funny.
But it was, but wherever she was from was where that happened. So where those people did the gender reveal and then ended up like destroying like a huge like.
Okay, now I gotta look up where that was.
Like, we might have to look that up. But she was like, "I'm actually from that town." I was like, "Oh my gosh!"
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm just googling gender reveal fire.
Yeah.
And that happened. It was in California, of course.
Oh, okay. So
July 21st, 2021. It was in California, which there are plenty of places in California where it's El Dorado, right? Or no, maybe not.
I don't know.
But let's see. California couple whose gender reveal party sparked a wildfire were charged with 30 crimes. It is El Dorado, yeah. El Dorado, California.
Wow.
You know what? And they should be charged with those crimes.
They should.
I don't know what all 30 of them are, but they should definitely be charged with being an idiot and starting a fire.
Yeah, that's just BS. Like, y'all knew the rules, and you did it anyway.
Right.
And, like, also, gender reveals, like, just put it in a cupcake or whatever, like everybody else.
It started off in a cake.
Who cares?
That's how it started.
Like, blue frosting, there you go.
Hit a pinata, and if blue candy comes out, you're good. If pink candy comes out, great. I don't know. You know what? I think we're just crabby today. What a crabby show. What song do you want to play next? Maybe we'll lighten up the mood.
If you have it, I don't know. But there's this song called Initiative by the Murlocs.
You know, it's funny.
And I tried the Murlocs before, and they didn't.
We'll see if we got that on here. Okay. It's funny because if you guys ever need like new music you haven't heard of but is awesome, ask Kara, because she's got a repertoire that is far beyond anything that I've ever seen in my life. So it's like she is the Spotify search of music, and that's just Kara. Just what do you want to hear? And she'll say, or I'll say, is there a song that has to do with this, or is there a mood song that kind of makes you feel like this? And she's like, yeah, it's this one. She'll have the name of the song, name of the artist, the year it came out, the album that it's on. If it won any awards, she's got all of that. So we're going to play it. What is it called?
Initiative by the Murlocs. And we are back. You're listening to The Loop with Izzy and Kara.
And Phoebe.
And Phoebe. The dog world, Guinness World Book of Records for dog with the most radio shows.
Yeah.
Or host. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to get you the award. What do you get if you make it into the book? Your name is in the book, but do you get like a certificate?
I think you get a certificate or something.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they do a lot of, like, to verify it and stuff. They, like, go through a lot of, I don't know, just investigation or
Did whatever. You know that the band The Offspring is in the Guinness Book of World Records?
Really? For what?
Because Smash was actually not produced by a record label. They did that themselves. And it's the highest volume sold or whatever, multi-platinum, self-done album in the world. So pretty cool. I would have thought it would have gotten beaten now that everybody's doing like their own albums, but I don't think they're gonna catch The Offspring on that one.
Yeah,
we're not gonna play a song from them today. I like The Offspring a lot, but we're gonna probably end with a good old Red, White, and Blue song, but maybe we'll play one on our next Loop show next Friday. Oh, do we have an important meeting next Friday?
We do.
July 7th. I got the notification today.
I guess so.
The senior vice president of our company will be here for a meeting with us.
Senior vice president.
I'll tell you what, Kara. Anytime HR is on site, I think I'm getting fired. It's like I know I said or did something that somebody reported, and I'm next on the list to get cut.
Nah. Right? They just spring it on you like that? No.
Well, this radio station is making me, this radio show that we have is making me better because I'm listening to you talk and going, maybe I shouldn't say that anymore.
Yeah, you know, there's always something to learn for all of us, I guess.
Oh, man. So last night when was it? Oh, you know what? I don't think you were there. So, it was at the very end. We were closing out the night.
Mm-hmm.
There was a guy named Chad Bishop. He's got a beautiful singing voice. He's a phenomenal singer. Mm-hmm. And you know Philosophy, who does mm-hmm. the spoken word and poetry and whatnot. So, one of my buddies, you know, heard on the... We did a Heart of the City video like we do every year, and a part of that Philosophy is there's like a 10-second cutaway to him. He's doing one of his pieces. And so my buddy went up to him and said, hey, I thought that sounded really cool. Would you perform a piece right now, just, you know, if they gave you the microphone? And he said, yeah. But then he also brought in Chad, who's a singer, and they, on the spot, did one together. So Chad opened up singing. Philosophy went into... a piece that he's working on, and then Chad closed it singing, and it was just a really cool thing together. Mm-hmm. And I think the reason I'm thinking about that now is I think that to me is the definition of community. It's I've got something to add, you've got something to add. The thing that I have on my own is cool. The thing you have on your own is cool. But when we bring them together, mm-hmm. how much cooler is that? And if everybody looked at everybody else as you've got something, you got something, you got something, and if all of us came together, how cool would that be?
Yeah.
Then it's no longer like you've got something and the thing that you've got makes you better than me, so you're higher up and mm-hmm. we can never work together to do something cool.
Yeah, right.
That sucks.
Yeah.
It's that one guy that we've been talking about.
The guy, the man.
It's the man. That is the definition of the man.
Mm-hmm. It is.
The man sucks.
The man. He's got his wrapped around his finger.
What's that movie where they say, damn the man?
And I know they say it a lot in School of Rock.
Yeah. They do a concert at the end to raise money because this record store is going to close down. Empire Records.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. With Liv Tyler. I love that one.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited for, you know, a nice few days off to relax.
Totally.
Practice a little self-care.
What do you do for self-care?
To me, I have a different take. Like, I don't think necessarily self-care is like, let me put on nail polish and do a face mask and whatever. Like, for me, like...
That's Emily Pages.
Well, not that it's not, but like, that's not the only thing. Like, I think self-care to me is almost like treating my future self like a child and like making sure I'm like preparing for myself, like, you know, making sure I have enough food and making sure I have enough sleep and making sure I have enough, you know,
yeah.
Like literally taking care of yourself as if you're like your own like pet or something, like you.
I see it like, literal in that one. Huh?
Yeah, like right. you, because like, I mean, that's really like you want to just take care of yourself and make sure you have enough energy and nutrients and sleep and. Making sure you have quality time with the people you love and, just doing things that, you know, make you happy, like, but you can't do those things without the very basics.
Right.
And, cause I, like, I've gone through times where I'm like, oh, screw it, I'll stay up late, I'll eat a bunch of junk cause I didn't go grocery shopping and then I just don't feel good. I'm tired, I feel like crap.
Right.
And that's not self-care, obviously, right? Like, so to me, it's really taking it to those very basic things. And then once you do that, you can get to the other stuff. which doing my nails is a part of it. I mean, I do have nice nails right now. I did them myself. You guys, the listeners can't see, but I'm proud of them. Let me see them.
Those are cool.
Sunset inspired.
Wait, how'd you get it to have that little glow?
It's a powder that you put in it. Yeah.
You know, I think Paige has the powder.
Yeah.
She got nail stuff that I find on the floor sometimes. Actually, this is my bad. I have a really bad habit. If I see something and I don't know what it is, I throw it away.
Yeah.
That's you can't do that when you're married. Because you end up throwing away a lot of stuff that you're not supposed to. So I ended up throwing away these powder things one time because to me it just looked like dust. It's like, okay, there's a thing of dust in here, so I threw it away. And apparently that's pretty expensive stuff.
Yeah.
Darn it. Can't, man, whatever. I apologize for that. I'm becoming better every day, I promise. It's you know, it's not about perfection, it's about direction. And yeah. I'm going in the right place. Let's see, how do we want to end this? Well, we've been agreeing with each other about everything, but we always end the show... made up this
thing
that
everyone can agree on.
So what is that this week? What can everybody agree on? Apparently it's not that fireworks should be limited to two times a year, but what can everyone agree on? By the way, the last one was those stupid garbage cans where you had to actually touch with your hand the little flat floppy ones and then throw your garbage. Everyone that I've talked to has said that they agree. So that was a good one. That was a good way to start.
Yeah, I mean, that is just the best, especially in 2023. Come on.
Something that everybody can agree on.
We need more public restrooms. Does everyone agree?
I do agree. And more than just that, they actually need to be open.
Open public restrooms everywhere. Like, especially when you go to like LA or something, they're just like, you know, so, yeah. You know, you gotta go buy something, which whatever, I'll give you 50 cents or something if I'm desperate. Like, but open up some bathrooms for some people. Like, what are people supposed to do?
The pushback on that is, well, people just go in there and mess them up. Okay. But if you had a policy in place where you knew that you hired staff specifically to take care of public restrooms, that there you go. You've added jobs to the workforce. You've got more people who can be served because we all have to go to the restroom. So there you go. And sometimes people can use those to take a shower because they don't have another resource. Like, you're actually helping everybody at that point.
Yeah.
And for the people that say, ooh, gross, I'd never go to a public bathroom, then it's not for you.
Yeah.
And so you shouldn't disagree with us because we're not saying you have to use this bathroom.
Yeah.
We're saying we want these to be made available and we want there to be a policy in place and staffing for it so that they are clean all the time.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody would disagree with that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I did see a bathroom when I was in San Francisco that, like, also it solves the problem of, like, you know, people just kind of trying to hang out in there, like, for a long time. It, like, it's this weird contraption that, like, you go inside, but it automatically unlocks and opens after, like, 20 minutes of being in there if you don't already leave. Like, it so that nobody can, like, you know, try to, like, live in there or whatever, so it, you know, remains available for use, like, for everyone. So I was like, that's genius.
Or if they just made it so that, like, it's never just a one-person bathroom, it's always, like...
Yeah.
Big.
Stalls.
Although, because there are the people that, you know, want to say... If you have more than one, and if this person identifies as a gender and this person doesn't, and then that might bring out more conflict, so maybe it is better just to have the one. Not because we agree with the people who say that we should be separated, but because that would be the less that would be the one where maybe they would disagree with us.
Yeah.
So we took out all the caveats. I just said there are bathrooms that are individual, that whoever can go in, that will be cleaned. That also will open up after 20 minutes so that nobody can monopolize those bathrooms.
Yeah.
I think that's a perfect system. Are we missing anything?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think we've covered it. I don't know, but I like it.
Do they have showers in them?
They could.
Is 20 minutes enough time?
for a quick shower.
Yeah, it
public,
is.
Quick public shower.
It
yeah,
is.
You can do it.
It is. You know what? You're giving me the idea now. I think City Heart 3.0 is going to be like, let's purchase a space where we can have four different places where people can go to the bathroom and shower, and you got a 20-minute limit, and they're cleaned up.
There you go. I like it. We'll stew on this for next week.
Yeah, as I'm barbecuing with friends and family, I'm going to ask them what they think about this, and then we'll come back and report. Like the garbage can thing, does everybody agree? And I'll give you that. So yeah, Kara and Izzy signing out. We hope you guys, again, enjoy your holiday weekend. Happy 4th to everyone. Here's a little one from Toby Keith, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. It's coming up here pretty quickly. And Kara, have a good 4th of July weekend.
You too.
I don't think we're going to be able to do the rooftop this weekend in particular because I know that we're pretty busy. But
yeah.
I'm going to say right now, for our listeners to hold me accountable, I don't know that I'm... No, okay, next weekend I'm going camping. The weekend after that, I don't know that there are plans. So I'm going to say right now, which would be the 14th?
Mm-hmm.
Rooftop.
Okay.
Rooftop. That weekend, 14th weekend, here it is, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. Happy 4th, everyone.
Happy 4th.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see your glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole brought to you courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And a Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. All brought to you courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue.